Is the U.S.-Russian rivalry playing out in the Arctic? Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
The notion that we're headed to regional conflict in the Arctic, I don't buy it.
Lawson, Brigham, and many other experts think it's unlikely that tensions between the United States and Russia will spill over into the Arctic. Brigham is a distinguished professor of geography and Arctic policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and he says incidents earlier this year involving Russian military aircraft flying near U.S. and Canadian airspace were just more of the old geostrategic game of cat and mouse. But Canadian Arctic security expert Rob Hubert disagrees.
This is such wishful thinking.
Hubert is a political scientist and associate director of the Center for Military and Strategic Studies at the University of Calgary, and he says the claim often repeated by Arctic leaders that the region's history of cooperation makes conflict here unlikely is unrealistic.
My pushback always is, what would be the factors that somehow isolate the Arctic from every other corner of the globe?
Hubert agrees there's nothing new about Russian incursions into the airspace or maritime zones of Arctic nations, which he says began to increase in late 2007. He says what's new is there are more such incidents recently, and that the United States and its allies are making more of that information public.
When the Russians started sending their long-range bomber patrols in August of 2007, the American Air Force, or the Canadian Air Force, start releasing pictures around 2011, 2012. You know, if you don't see it, it's not a problem.
Hubert says the Russians selectively release information, like when the nation planted the Russian flag at the bottom of the Arctic Ocean under the North Pole in 2007, which he says was both an attempt to claim the seabed and its resources and a response to NATO expansion in Europe.
When the Russians planted the flag at the North Pole, you know, the reason why that was such a big thing was that the media got a picture of it.
Hubert says the Russians were not so forthcoming when they stepped up submarine patrols around Sweden and Finland, both of which have, in response, begun to forge closer ties with NATO. He says Russia's buildup of military assets in the Arctic may also be a response to development of Fort Greely's missile defense base.
Fort Greely, of course, is the major anti-ballistic missile base for the United States.
U.S. officials say the base is intended to counter the threat from so-called rogue regimes like North Korea, but Hubert says, quote, it defies belief to think Russia doesn't see it as a threat.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.